And now we have the opportunity to hear from a deacon, Mr. Jerry Fields.
Thank you, Mr. Gardamali. It's always good to see everybody here on the Sabbath, or as was mentioned in the opening prayer, that we're here for a reason, to be refreshed and to be taught and to learn God's ways. And the title of this sermonette today is Assuring Spiritual Growth. Assuring spiritual growth. The question is, how can we assure ourselves to have spiritual growth? Well, it's a very easy answer. Daily prayer, daily study. You cannot be more successful with anything else. Daily prayer and daily study. These two things, if done daily, will assure us spiritual growth. Through prayer and study, God's Holy Spirit will lead us to understanding. Prayer and study go hand in hand. God's word says, quote, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Studying God's word, the scriptures bring us knowledge with understanding. And that's the key as we come into the church and we learn as the years go by more and more, deeper and deeper understanding of God's word and what his plan is all about. So if we want to learn more about a subject like God's laws or his plan for man, we should pray about it first. We want to understand something more. We should go to God first and ask him to open our mind and then go to the scriptures. Go to the scriptures then. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Let's turn over to that scripture. 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. Verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, or profitable by knowing God's law, learning, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. So it says in the scripture, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, and to be profitable. Teaching is being profitable too. And profitable, the dictionary says profitable is to gain, to have advantage, and to benefit, become proficient, skilled, and highly competent. And that's what we're seeking as we study God's word. This Bible that we all have reading out of and looking at today, the Holy Word of God is profitable for each of us through studying. If we benefit, we gain and have advanced understanding. That's what it's all about, is to gain understanding of God's great plan and his laws. So this scripture lists four things, teaching or doctrine, you might say, reproof, correction, instruction for righteousness. So these are the four points I kind of wanted to go over today. Doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. So with these four points, we'll begin with the first one, is doctrine. Through prayer and study, we can gain understanding in what we believe and why we believe as we do. For example, the doctrine of God's law. Well, let's turn over to Romans 7. Romans 7, verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have come to know sin except through the law. That's how we learn, by God's law. Or I would not have known about coveting if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking opportunity through the commandment, produced in me coveting of every kind, for apart from the law, sin is dead. I was once alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin became alive and I died. And this commandment, which was result in life, proved to result in death for me. And for sin, taking an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me. So we have to learn. There's more. There's something to God's word and what he says in his laws. And what it can lead to over in Romans 1, what it can lead to if we just let God's and go on by and by, not study and let things go. I just happen to think about this. Romans 1. It talks about how man can deteriorate without God. Verse 28, and it says, just as they did, talking about others, not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. And that's what's going on in our society today. We see that going more and more and more anti-God, putting God off. Verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. So here we learn the reason why we keep the doctrine of God's law. Keep that doctrine, that law. There's all kinds of doctrines. The church has that list of our statement of beliefs. The Sabbath day, the commandments, healing. They're all in those things that we learn about, these doctrines. Another one, how about the doctrine of repentance? The doctrine of faith towards God. Let me check something here first. Hebrews 6. Verse 1. Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Verse 2 is more doctrines of instruction about washings, cleanliness, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and judgment. These are all doctrines that we can learn about. And these things we will do if God permits. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted this gift, have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come. So we learn these things and we grow from that. You know, we learn from these doctrines. Okay, my second point, reproof. Reproof. This means to rebuke or censor our old ways, to put them away. Put them away. We'll be hearing more and more of that as this year begins and we head towards Passover time. Censor our old ways and to make change, to convict us in our heart, to ask God to show us our errors and our sins, to show us right from wrong. That's what this handbook does, this Bible. James 1. Verse 22 tells us to be doers of the word, not hearers only. But prove yourself doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he's looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. So we need that, to be doers, not just hearers only. Because by only hearing, we deceive ourselves. We have to be doers, and this includes study and prayer and fasting occasionally. We need to do that too. Well, what else is inspired scripture for? My point number three, for correction. God will correct us one way or another, and it's best if we ask God for that correction. And that's what I always try to do when there's trouble or something like that. The first thing I ask God to do, if I'm messed up in this, if I don't understand it, correct me, please. Correct me and help me to see. A good example of that is in Psalms 51. Not going to turn there, but that's where David tearfully acknowledges his sins. And he asks God to cleanse him from his sin and to wash him thoroughly from his iniquity and to blot out his transgressions with loving kindness, page 41 in our hymnal. God loves us and he will correct us if we ask him to, especially. And he loves those that he corrects. He loves those. Proverbs 3, beginning in verse 11, it says, Proverbs 3, my son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. So with correction, comes understanding, doesn't it? With correction, we begin to understand and get it. I saw this movie. What was it? A movie? I can't remember what it was, but the boy was about a family. And the father told the boy when he left, keep the fire going, keep the wood in the house and bring it up. And he didn't do it. Well, his father found out about it and came home and gave him a little talk about doing what he's told to do and corrected him with the Board of Education called a paddle. But he learned from that. Anybody also told him, you know, look at your mother and she had to do all this extra work because you didn't do it. So those things happen. Those things do happen. My last point, instruction in righteousness. Instruction in righteousness. God wants us to take heed of his word, take instruction in his righteous ways. And that's mentioned in Psalms 119. Psalms 119 are instructions to a young man on how to change and cleanse his ways and how to clean up his act. Psalms 119 and beginning in verse 9. 119, Psalms, verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart, I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. Your word I have treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. We have to go to God and ask him. Teach us. With my lips, I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. So with instruction in righteousness, we learn to live God's way, which is right, by his laws. And we can profit from that. We begin to understand and we begin to profit and to draw closer to God and rejoice in that knowledge. So brethren, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. Handbook is our instruction book. It's very profitable for our calling. It takes and requires prayer and Bible study. Let's go back where we started. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and solemnly charge them in the presence of God not to wrangle about words, which is useless and leads to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. So with these things in mind, brother, headed by and led, first of all, by study and prayer, our spiritual growth is surely assured.